La la la. Leonie Dawson refuses to be categorized. Woo! The podcast. Hello. Hello, friends. Hello. How are we all? I'm in the final throes of our extended summer holidays. We've got one more week left of the kids being out. And I just, yeah, I do love them being at home. We, like, for example, this morning I popped out, grabbed some groceries, came back home, then we had morning tea together, and then the girls started, like, craft projects, and we're sitting at the table, and Beth was making, like, a cardboard bow and arrow. She's really inspired by, like, Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, and, like, she loves all the myths about Greek stuff. Greek gods and Roman gods and stuff, and super cool. It's just super fun. We're watching the Netflix as well now. Is it on Netflix? I don't know. There's a TV show that's been done, and it's really well done. I really enjoy it. Boys, my girls are obsessed with the audiobooks about it. So yeah, it's been really fun to watch that together. And then I was like, well, while there's not much happening, I might as well, like, go through all of our medicine cabinet and see what's expired, and go through, like, our baking supplies and see, like, make sure all the best before dates are still intact. And of course I found, like, some flour from, like, 2020, when obviously I was going through my quarantine baking phase. So that felt all productive. And then we're all like, you know what, let's play Mario Kart together. So the four of us, my husband and I and the two kids, we played a couple of hours of Mario Kart and puzzle games and Tetris and Puyo, and it was just so much fun. We finished it with, I think it's Pico Puyo. It's another puzzle game, and we have to, like, work together, and it's really funny, and you just, it's so frustrating. You just want to scream with laughter. So, yeah, bloody good fun. All around, bloody good fun. My kids are both, like, real homebodies. Like, they love having friend time, but they just love being home. And I'm so grateful, because that's exactly what I like, being at home. I am just, like, squeezing in work at the moment around, like, the edges of life. And if it means, like, I spend the afternoon playing games with the kids and then maybe do some that night, then that's totally cool. And then I'll get a little bit more into the swing of things once they're at school. I'm just on my way to Pilates. Hooray! And oh, I should share as well, I had been, like, wondering, I had this idea that I should do a Get Shit Done mastermind. So I did the Get Shit Done Club, like, 2020, I think. And it was going to be, like, a short-term thing. And it was, like, weekly accountability sessions and stuff like that. And it ended up being so popular that afterwards, like, at the end of the time, people didn't want to finish. And so it converted into, like, a membership for a long while there. And then I just had to take a break for a few years, and then I was like, oh, I wonder if that's something. And then somebody asked on my, like, in my Facebook group, oh, has anyone, like, can you still get into Leonie's Get Shit Done Club? I'm, like, listening to all of her old podcasts, and she's talking about it there, and I would love to join it. And then there was, like, 80 comments from people going, oh my god, yes, I wish I could. And people were like, I was in it, it was awesome, I loved it so much, I wish I could do it again. And I was like, oh, well, that's a sign, I should do it. So I am doing it. It starts January 23rd, and it is, so we have, like, the weekly co-working time that I host, and we do it together. And then you also have, like, daily accountability, or you get email, you have to fill out, like, what your things to do that day are. And then as well, this time a little bit more glamorous, we have a 24/7 virtual co-working space as well. So if at any point in time you want to go and co-work in a space or study, you can go in there and there's probably going to be somebody else doing the exact same thing. So that'll be super, super fun. If you want to check it out, it's leoniedawson.com/shit. That makes me laugh so much because it's Get Shit Done Mastermind. And it's really about actually taking action on your goals and getting into aligning your actions with your intentions and making sure that you're doing the thing that you want to get done each day. And especially, like, you know, at the beginning of the year, it's nice just to like have that accountability boost. Yeah, get some magic stuff done, which is fun. So I'm excited for that. And I'm excited for what's next as well. Like, people are always asking me, like, what's your plans for this year? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, I never know if I'm going to put out a new course or a new program or anything until the idea comes to be. I do know, like, the Get Shit Done Club, it is separate to the academy. I have absolutely everything else I have in the academy, like everything else that I have created in the academy, but I decided to make Get Shit Done. We needed to make it separate because it's such a big investment of my time into it. And plus the academy is still the greatest deal you're ever going to get anywhere, of all the stuff. So, I'm excited to do it that way. And then we've got so many new programs to bring out as well for the academy that we're already committed to doing this year. I have monthly brand new workshops coming out. This month we've got, I'm doing a, like, how to create digital art, using Procreate, and I take you through my process and what software I use and how I do it. And then we also have, templates and done for you content, produced that will go out every single month as well in the academy. And then we have the monthly group coaching course as well. So yeah, in some ways, like, I know a fair whack of what I'm going to do because I, like, know the 12 workshops and templates that I'll be doing, and then we've got all of the guest experts and they're all scheduled in and all that kind of stuff. And then if there's something, a new idea to come through or whatever, then I still have the freedom to move with that and make that happen as well. So that's fun. I'm feeling pretty chill, which is lovely. I'm very grateful. And I think in some ways my little family is, like, we're still just finding our feet again after losing Angel. It was only 2 months ago that we had to let her go, and we just had her for such an enormous amount of time, and we've just always had dogs. And so to be in a household without it is a different feeling. But we'll get there. And then I'm excited for whatever next thing comes our way as well. I think I'm just like, me and Chris are just so focused on the kids in lots of ways, like in terms of, like, okay, the next thing is getting them settled back into school for a new year, and making sure that they're on the right track with, you know, they're in a good spot with their friendships and with their teacher, and they're learning and, you know, feeling confident in themselves. It's such big stuff. So that'll be our next little focus, and then we'll start dreaming of maybe some travel or something like that. I went to the post office this morning actually, and I've noticed that it's really busy in there in the mornings when it usually isn't. And I noticed there's lots of people applying for their passports. And so I talked to our post office manager. I was like, is it just me, or is it just like passport festival? And he's like, oh, it absolutely is. Like, it's crazy with passport applications at the moment. Everyone has their New Year's resolutions to travel more. And so they're like, right, I've got to get my passport done. So they are just passport busy. And I mean, we're so funny because, like, I've just got my passport renewed before Christmas, so we're slightly ahead of the ball. No, just because we've been thinking of doing it for so long, and it's it's just nice to have something to look forward to. Yeah, that's me, my loves. I don't have a huge amount to share because I'm just so busy grooving along with happy home time and happy family time, and I'm so grateful. And my biggest wish this year is just to continue to deepen and soften inside myself and to keep on growing into what's next and keep seeing ways that I can expand sustainably with intention and abundance and joy and creativity and all that good stuff. And holding space, of course, for the fact that with life it's a bundle deal. There's going to be hard things that come up and there's going to be challenges, and that's okay too, and that's part of that process, because I wouldn't deepen and soften as much if it wasn't for the hard times. So if I can be present to that even when it sucks, that'll be amazing. All right, my loves, I am wishing such a blessing of a day, and I'm so grateful you're in my life. Thank you for being you. Okay, bye. Ba ba ba. Yo, Dawson.